And I'm Matt.
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside. This week's podcast is brought to you by the letters L for Lego and C for children. I've had a great time finding descriptions of how to build real working weapons, hand weapons that is, out of Lego on the internet. So just to emphasize the point made last time, Lego would, if they had to, build a nuclear reactor out of Lego and sell it to the highest bidder. God, I want to talk about happy things, goddammit. And what's with this music? I need something else. This sounds like a violent PS2 game that's been paused. You know the kind I mean. Hang on a minute. Okay, that's not really any better, is it? How about settling for nothing at all for just now, eh? At least no fuel is being burnt during this process. Oh! My laptop isn't solar powered! Ah! Oh, okay. A nice mellow didgeridoo loop background type thing. Not that I'm going to grow rasta hair and try to sell you magic crystals, or magic mushrooms for that sake, or anything else like that. So, before we start, hi to everyone in Copenhagen and in Lyngby, hi to everyone in Frankfurt and Düsseldorf, hi to everyone in Elgin, hi to everyone in Iowa, and lastly, hi to everyone down under. In Australia, that is, you know who you are. This background is for you guys. Well, yesterday, I picked up some lovely little reptiles off a guy that works in the airport. I think they're an endangered species, but I gave him a good deal of money for them. They'll be quite happy in that converted fish tank I have up in my flat. I don't see the problem, you see. Humans are in charge of the world, and I'm just doing my bit to take care of...
Environmental Man. Saves the world from yet another cretin.
That's absolutely right, Environmental Man. He should have gone to the zoo, like everyone else, and not supported the trade in endangered species. One of these species might just have the key to cure cancer or Alzheimer's. What a tit. Anyways, onwards and upwards. Where the hell was I? Ah, yes. Before we go on to Jesper Rasmussen's escapades this week, on a serious note now, Donald F. Trump. Hans Island regulars can make up their own mind what the F stands for. Anyway, Donald F. Trump, more precisely his grandmother. Right, Donald's grandmother lived on the Shetland Isles, which most locals to this neck of the woods would argue, given a few whiskies, wasn't always part of Scotland, and some might even argue shouldn't really be part of the UK. But anyway, it is now, mainly because it's too far from Norway and, of course, of the oil terminal there that fills up George Bush's huge tanker ships. Right, so, well, where the hell was I? Oh, yeah, Donald's grandma, yeah? She once lived on Shetland. Now, south of Shetland, about 400 miles or so, and 200 years later, in a completely different part of Scotland, Donald F. Trump is planning on building a golf course and a couple of hotels. Now, let's be clear about one thing here. Aberdeen is the oil capital of Europe and is not looking for jobs or money. And secondly, the Aberdeenshire coast, and I'm not trying to be cruel here, doesn't even come close to the west coast of Scotland, or even Shetland for that matter, when it comes to natural beauty and picturesque Scottishness. So, here's a wee piece in honour of Donald's PA, or whoever it was, who obviously should have done more research on the subject.
Greetings, Scotland. My name is Donald Trump.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Donald. That was a bit of Scotland going down the pan. Donald's website is linked from the Hans Island website, so you can see what a tit he is and how wrong a picture he's painting of Scotland and his plans. I mean, fancy that, trying to dupe people into thinking that he's doing the local economy and the world a favour. In actual fact, Aberdeen has so many Americans running around claiming to descend from McNitwit, McMcConnell, and McFerganshire, that Aberdeen Airport is looking into extending its runway, so daily transatlantic flights can come in from Houston and Bogota and wherever. So, enough about local stuff. This is, in actual fact, a respectable podcast concentrating on things of a global nature. So, let me finish on this note. The common word for fart in the north of England and large parts of Scotland is Trump. Enough said.
You're listening to Hans Island Podcasts
on www.freewebs.com/Hans Island.
Right. So, last time we had Jesper Rasmussen up in Alaska, being the complete anti-globalization and environmental nitwit. Or fuckwit, can I say that? Well, I can, because it's my own podcast. So anyway, let me start again. Last time we had Jesper Rasmussen up in Alaska, failing completely to protest properly against George Bush's oil spill, you know, the one that he promised he wouldn't do, in the nature reserve up there. Instead, Jesper managed to pollute a fishing hole used by polar bears, and no doubt seals as well. Absolutely splendid and typical, completely missing the point, and achieving the opposite of what he was trying to. So, I mean, there you have it. I mean, that's how I feel about most of our attempts as individuals to do stuff. Anyway, we've got a new episode of Jesper Rasmussen coming right up now. This time he's got his eye on the new super-duper-duper cruise ship called the Freedom of the Seas. Nice one, Royal Caribbean there. 160,000 tons of metal there in Hamburg. It's apparently the largest cruise ship on the planet, and in 40 days' time it'll be making its way on its maiden voyage.
Yes, for Rasmussen. Anti-globalization fuckhead.
This is Jesper Rasmussen. I have come to Hamburg, here in the north of Germany, to be the voice of anti-global things about this this big boat that is here. And I did not think that there was any water in Germany, only beer. This big ship is the biggest holiday ship in the world, just about to get ready to sail for the first time. And I am going to protest against all the people who think going on holiday and burning fuel is more important than saving the planet. This ship is big, big, big. Fuck me, it's big. I have read that it is 160,000 tons. And that is probably without all the fat tourists on board. It can take nearly 4,500 passengers. That must be a lot of toilet paper. I am going to float my banner out into the harbor on a raft made of recycled oil drums. Oil drums are really useful things. My banner says, fat people should save the planet, not go on holiday and burn fuel on big ships. I have now sent my banner off. While I'm here in Hamburg, I am going to visit my good activist friend, Ars Smell. We call him that because he always eats raw food and he only uses natural toilet paper when he can get some. I think my banner is quite good and people will be able to see it even here in the harbor. Yes, I hope holiday people see this banner and start thinking about the planet. I can't stay too long because I need to go and meet Ars Smell. Ars Smell is talking to the police. They stopped him because he was eating some flowers outside a cafe here in Hamburg that were not public flowers. They belong to the cafe. Now they are asking him about some old oil drums in the harbor that are leaking oil. I think this is very anti-global.
Hey, have you heard of the Geneva Convention? You can float anything, anywhere.
Yes, for Rasmussen. Anti-globalization fuckhead.
Well done. So, yeah, Jesper, what a dipstick. Criticizing people for going on holiday rather than saving the planet and then leaving his oil drums to float around in the harbour because he wants to spend time with his pal as a holiday? Typical Jesper Rasmussen. I mean, he is my alter ego, by the way. Or maybe it's not actually alter ego, it's more of the person I think I would be if I was a full-time out-of-work activist-type dude kind of thing. Anyway, getting it slightly wrong all the time and not being able to completely give up a Starbucks and an iPod. That's probably what we're all like, really, isn't it? Anyway, have you seen that on the website, the Hans Island website, all the individual episodes of Jesper Rasmussen are actually available for download, individually? And they're not that big, and they're very funny. So, onwards and upwards, now here in the last part of April 2006.
Is that you playing with your iPod again? Will you get back to work?
So, now we're on the subject of work. I do actually work during the day, and this whole podcast trip thing happens in the evening at the kitchen table. Now, it's not because I want loads of votes on the various directories like Podcast Alley or whatever, and it's not because I want donations so I can actually attend the next G7, G8 or G9 demonstration kind of thing, but it would be really, really nice if everyone could try and either sign the guest book or send in a wee audio message that I can play or maybe suggest some material. You see, our kitchen doesn't have heating, and the chair I'm sitting on is wet and only has three legs, and it's really wobbly. When I was little, the closest we got to podcasting was flicking dog poo off the side of the bins in the yard next to the coal cellar. This is an appeal on behalf of Hans Island Podcasts. The staff, well, that's only Robert really, are overworked and more or less struggling to keep up with even the simplest of tasks on a day-to-day basis. We are, well, Robert is, desperately looking for people who may want to join in on the whole Hans Island thing, in any way. Maybe by contributing some text, maybe by sending in or suggesting material, or maybe even by Skyping or otherwise interacting with Robert in his lonely state in order to get some of the material done for Hans Island every week. This is a cry for help. This classical music may be repeated along with another sad sob story next week if Robert doesn't get some help. kind of thing. Bye. So, you see, a little help from everyone would be great, because this is a one-man show. If anyone, by the way, is a man, woman, or thing enough to do a 5 to 10 minute Skype session with me, one that can be aired, of course, then email me on hansisland@lycos.co.uk. Much appreciated. Mucho appreciated thing. Now, onwards with the podcast. Where the hell was I? What happens if I press this button?
I listen to Hans Island podcasts.
So, yes, please email me with audio messages, or better still, email me with your Skype details, and we can make podcasting history. Now, this week I really wanted to have a look at recycling. No, George, recycling doesn't mean bring back Vietnam, the Industrial Revolution, and leg warmers. Oh, Smeg, you've already done that, haven't you? Well, thanks for that anyway, George. Top tip of the week should have been coming up at this stage, but it'll have to wait until next time. I don't want these podcasts to get too long. Not too short and not too long. If they get too long, people, I suppose they drop off, or just nod off on the train, basically. But I don't want the files to get too big. Anyway, write in with suggestions on hansisland@lycos.co.uk, and I'll be eternally grateful. Here's a promo that I've just done, by the way. I'm hoping to generate a bit more interest in Hans Island and spreading the message that is, it's bloody hard and very boring being environmentally and globally aware all the time. Almost impossible, in fact.
Hans Island.
We don't give a toss about Britney.
Join me, Robert, for regular 20-minute pockets of environmental insanity. Meet Jesper Rasmussen, the anti-globalization wit, who always gets the wrong end of the stick when out protesting against something. Among other things, tune in to the Hans Island Award for utterly useless consumerism gadget. Come to www.freewebs.com/Hans Island and save the planet. Just don't wet your pants.
Hello, this is Jesper Rasmussen, podcasting from Alaska.
So, that comfortably brings us to the end of this podcast. You know, playing a promo for Hans Island Podcast on the Hans Island Podcast is a bit sad, really. But, you know, I've been trying to surf through or trawl through the millions of podcasts around, etc. And I can't really, you know, there are three that I really like, right? And I can't get any promos for them because they don't have any promos. One of them is Simulacrum, which is rather funny. And there's another one called Top of the Pods. But the one that really, really strikes me is a guy called Roger Smalls. And all he does is that he blogs. And once in a while, he sits somewhere outside usually and just chats about stuff that that's going on in his life on his phone, right? And it's just for like, I don't know, 5-6 minutes or so every podcast, every 2 weeks or so, but it's absolutely hysterical. It has me in stitches. So I'm going to write to him and say, maybe you don't agree with Hans Island completely, maybe I could get a promo from you or make one or whatever, so Hans Island Podcast listeners can get a load of this guy as well, because he's very, very funny. So yeah, I've just been listening to one of his things where he's going on about huge exhausts and boy racers and Burger King and stuff like that, and he's completely spot on. Anyway, so enough of that. I've got to go now. It's been wonderful speaking to you, and I will speak to you in about a week. Hopefully we're going to generate a wee bit more interest for Hans Island Podcasts. So tschüss, ciao, see you later, bye-bye for now, and sayonara, here we go. Here are the credits after this Hans Island Podcast.
Thanks everyone for contributing. That includes Calpomat. Visit us at www.freeweb.com/Hans Island. Alternative email at hansisland@lycos.co.uk. My name's Robert, no pun intended, and thanks for contributing. This has all been fictional, and no harm has been intended to happen to anyone. Thank you, bye-bye.